now we'd like to do what we've been doing these last, at least couple of meetings, kind of a quick review of what we've done, any follow-up necessary. This has been a fairly short meeting. I should say at the outset, we don't know, obviously, what the format will be for our next meeting, and whether we'll be looking more like this or whether we'll be something closer to our traditional format. I do want to express appreciation to the folks who helped pull this together. Hillary was obviously a big part of that, and so it's relevant that today is the day that is nationally recognizing administrative professionals, because she has been really professional in her administrative responsibilities here. Jason also played an important role in making all of this work. So appreciate that. I think one of the things we don't get the benefit of in this kind of a meeting, at least we couldn't today, is public input. I do want to remind people, we'd love to have your comments on the issues that we talked about today. And again, ask for that in writing by May 6th. But hopefully, however we meet next time, we can also have a stronger, stakeholder public involvement in the meeting in real time. So we had the two discussions today, one of the ones we just had, and the other one in which we talked. We had, I think, a really good panel. But I'd invite board members for any commentary that we want to provide on follow-up on either of these things before we adjourn today. So just open it up. Or Peter, also for you, representing staff, anything out of this that for your particular attention. So
thank you, Tom. I did want to note all of our ODF staff is staying online, and division chiefs that are in the room are staying. That was one of the requests from the last closing comments, in case a follow-up topic needs clarification. So they're all here and available. And then secondly, things may change. My expectation is that the June meeting will be an online meeting. And I will hopefully be pleasantly surprised that it isn't. But we're planning for that, and Hillary is working on the option of facilitated public comment or public comment during this type of session. And as board members think about this meeting, we abbreviated it on purpose because this was a kind of trial meeting for this. The June agenda is quite full, and we would be talking about an all-day meeting. So if you have any thoughts about should we be trying to slim it down, or will this work for an all-day meeting? So if you could comment on that as you think about today's and the topics we had today, that would be great.
Okay. And I see Jim's hand is up. Is that?
Yeah. First, I would want to compliment Peter and the agency and the staff. Just hearing what Peter described earlier about what all they've done to adapt to this crisis, I'm real impressed. It sounds like they're making a lot of smart decisions. I did have one thought regarding, since we were hearing about the importance of shades and riparian areas, and thinking about this issue of fire and fire-prone forests that can follow, I think Joe's talked about this before, follow a riparian area. I'm wondering, I know we have a process for prioritization of how we fight fires and what we fight, structures and other priorities. And I wonder if there's a way that we should be looking at at these riparian areas how high we prioritize stopping fires in those areas, given the fact that we're all getting this information about how key those riparian areas will be today and into the future. I don't think it's the board's responsibility to be micromanaging exactly how we fight fire, but we just like want to bring up that issue and maybe get a response at some point as to whether any changes can or should be made and what the trade-offs would be. That's it.
Thanks.
Thanks. Ron, do you have anything to add quickly? I know they do prioritize special sites, special wildlife areas and special sites when we think about the priority of a fire. But what can you add to that, Ron?
You're right on, Peter. Any critical habitats, stuff that T&E species habitat, and again, just values at risk, you know, resource values at risk as riparian areas would clearly be classified by some as a highly valued resource area at risk. So it certainly is factored in our current priorities, and perhaps, you know, given what comes out of this, would be something that we would see some additional consideration for.
Okay.
Great.
Other questions, comments? Great. Brenda.
Just to follow up on that, thank you, Tom and Ron and Jim, for that. You know, responding to a fire to protect those high resource values is a great idea, and I'm glad to hear that that's being done already. But also thinking proactively about how to treat upland areas and areas adjacent to riparian areas to maybe not have quite so intense a fire when a fire does occur. So I'm not sure how compatible fuels reduction might be. You know, I guess I'd want to learn more from our speakers today. But maybe in some places, strategically, fuel reduction with some new prescribed burning may help minimize some of the risk on into the future.
Okay. Jim, I see, I don't know if your hand up. Is that additional?
No, I just forgot to make it
back. Not a problem. Okay, I don't see anything from anybody further. So that being the case, thanks everybody for your participation. Stay safe, and this meeting is adjourned.